Seen about seeing a short follow. Okay, we're both Torah says, "Vayere Elav Hashem beilodei mamre." Fu Yosef Pesach Ha'ol Kachom Hayom. And the famous Rashi, the Elodei mamre, Hu Shenoson Lo Eitza Al Hamila. And we could spend the next 40 years discussing the different pshatim on why does Hashem tells you to do something, so you go to your friend and say, should I really do it? If someone else tells you to do something, you can go to your friend and say, should I do this? But if Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, so we're not going to talk about that now. You can discuss at the Shabbos table, what do you think, what does it mean, Nosin Le'eitz Alamila, that's a good topic to go around the Shabbos table maybe to discuss why he needs an Eitz on the Mila. But he somehow encouraged Avram to do the Mila. Lefichach Nigla Elav Bechelko. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed in his place, in Mamre's place. And we know Mila, which I want to talk about later, is, you know, the ultimate hisbatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yimamish, you know, cutting something from your body. The Gemara in Gittin quotes the pasuk Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. And in the bottom it says, Amar Yeshua Ben Levi Zu Amila Shenidna B'Shmini. This is the Mila that was given on the eighth day, says Rashi, Zumila, Korgo Kol Hayom de Zimdin de Mais. In other words, so somebody could die as a result. So Yimamish Mispatel yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the mitzvah of Mila. So I want to show you a pshat that is brought down from the Shinever. On the pasuk of Vayera on page 7, we know the whole maisa with Avram, Sarah doesn't have children. He has Hagar, and Hagar has Yishmael. Vatera, page 7. Vatera Sarah's but Hagar mitzvah so sheyod olav mitzakek. So Sarah sees that Hagar's son, Rashi says mitzachek, either he's Oved Avodah Zarah or he's Gilui Arayos, he's doing things that are not so good. Vatomer la'Avraham, so Sarah says to Avraham, Garesha Omah Hazos Vesbena, get rid of him. Ki lo yirash ben Omah Hazos im b'ni im Yitzchak, it's not good, he shouldn't be here. And then Hashem says to Avraham, okay, you listen to Sarah. Okay, so that's Sarah's approach. But what's Hagar's approach? Hagar was the mother. So she takes him out. Tachas achad hasichim. So what is she? She throws her son underneath the thorns. You wouldn't expect that. You know, the mother doing that to the child, you know, even though it wasn't the greatest son, but this tashlech es hayel tachas achad hasichim. So there's a fascinating pshat that the Shinever in the Divrei Yecheskel has on what this means. And I saw it originally in the Olam L'Trufa. Olam L'Trufa is one of the best things that we have these days. It's from Bells in Antwerp. You know, they put a weekly thing on the Parsha. Bells, what? Bells. Bell's Hasidim in Antwerp, who live in Antwerp, who come Bell's Hasidim, who are in Antwerp. I mean, I'm sure little Bell's is connected in some way. Yeah. So, and it's here on page 22. On page 22 is where I originally saw it from the Divya Yecheskel, but he has a whole broader explanation. He says basically the following. He says there are three types of approaches when we speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says one is Shalosh Midos, second arrow, page 22. Harishon Mitzui Eitzel Kol Adam, Hiya Kasher Yodei HaAdam Shelo Yuchel Levado Losei Ses Maso. Person knows he has to do something and he can't do it himself because he's limited. Yichichochos Atzmu Lo Yasapku Yichicholeitz Men HaMetzer. Omnam osa hu kol asher el yodo. In other words, he does everything he possibly could do. And then he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did what I can, you know, could you finish off the rest? That's one midah. The second midah, so basically he's asking for siyata d'shmaya to get from, he did from Aleph till Chaf, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu help with the rest. The second midah is because he needs to get to, he wanted to accomplish a certain thing. So he's putting in his effort to accomplish, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him finish off. The next thing is three approaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harav. The first thing is, you're doing something, but you can't do it yourself. So you do whatever you can and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to finish off the rest for you. The second approach is, no, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help the whole way through. The whole way through you're asking. But then he says there's a third approach. You see, the sort of the first two things is you decided what the destination should be, where we have to end up. And then you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me all the way, help me part of the way, etc. But then there's the Shlishis in the second column. Ola al Kulana. It's a higher Madrega. The higher Madrega is, and it says, Ve'inena Mitzuya L'Rov. It's not so common. And you basically, you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I don't know what the destination should be. I need help for you to help me figure out what the destination is and help me get there. But it's not pshat. The first two approaches, I know what I decided what the destination should be. And I just, you know, I decided this, you know, I could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get me there. The third approach is, no, I'm not sure what what my rotzen should be. I'm not sure what the destination should be. And I need you to help me have clarity in that regard. Okay? So that's his it's a beautiful introduction. So now let's see what the Divya Yecheskel says to, he says like this. On page 20. So literally means he threw his son under the bus, under the thorns. Shamati Marichami Hagobivishnitz. Kedumali Shobazos Bishem Rabbo Havakarish Milublin. Mashanema Gabi Shmuel Sheshlicha Agar also Takat Akal Hasichim Haitachim Shebenome Avroma Shechoviv Etzlach Kevavas Eina Hishlicha also. You really mean to think that that's what she did to her son? She threw him underneath? Amar HaPeir Shehi. Shehi Spalla B'chol Kocha. She saw Yishmael needed a lot of help. So she davened for him a lot. But then, v'chakach, shlichas adover al rotzon Hashem yisbarach. He said, sichim is lashon what? Siach, tfila. V'yetze Yitzchak lasuch basode. Ain't sicha ela tfila. And tachas means instead of. Meaning, after a certain point, she davened, but she didn't really know now what really should she be asking for. You know, what will be the redeeming thing that will, you know? So she says, should I daven that he should be a race, this, that? So after a while, he said, Hashem, I don't know, I just don't know what. I don't know what my ratzon should be. So I'm putting you in charge of my son instead of tefillah. I'm saying that whatever your ratzon should be for him, that should be. I'm not telling you what. Well, I don't have a plan. I don't know what the plan should be. Tefillah normally is, I decided on my own what the destination should be. And now we just have to get there. He says, I don't know what the destination should be. So tachas, instead of tefillah, after she stopped off, he said, now the approach is, I'm just throwing on you, Ribbono Shel Olam, to just give clarity of what, where she should end up, what my ratzon should be for him, etc. Because I tried, I davened, so far we didn't get anywhere. And it's not, he says, not literally that he threw him under the bus, under the thorns, but he threw the responsibility to the Ribbono Shel Olam about his child in lieu of what? In lieu of tefillah. And that was that's the ultimate hisbatlus. Because normally, when you daven, so you decide what the outcome should be. And now you're just asking Hashem, okay, get me there. Help me part of the way, all of the way. But this is the higher madrega, as the Olam HaTshuva points out, that you're not sure what the destination should be. And you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that to give wisdom to figure out what the destination should be, and then ultimately get there. But it's not that I have a preconceived notion that what the destination, that's tachas achas hasichim. And that's the ultimate hisbatlus. And that's Mila also is that idea. Mila is also, because Mila is the hisbatlus. Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. We're totally misbatel. We're cutting ourselves off. Cutting the Mila. It's totally misbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rav Aaron Teitelbaum says a beautiful idea. In the beginning of the Parsha, he says, Elone Mamre, right? So what's the idea? So he says like this. Page 5. Ve'e elav Hashem be'elone memre. Peyush Rashi hushu nosun lo eitz ala mila. So therefore, nigla elav b'chalko. So what's this idea? Yesh lo havin ma'u schar zeh mida keneged mila. What's the mida keneged mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing in the chelak of Mamre since he gave him the eitzah regarding the mila? So he says like this. He says, the Mefarshim say, Schar tov hatzofen l'tzadigim losid lovo. You know what the schar is? Hu matcha yizku liros b'shchinas uzo. That the highest schar is that you could actually see the shchina. Meaning, you'll see, obviously, eino demus, eino guf. But that, whatever divine light or whatever it is, you're able to tap into that. That's what we say. But he says, only by Yom Hu. In this world, we don't see the Shechina. So he says, so then he quotes the Tvor Shor. We know that Tzchar Mitzvah Bahal Meleka. Right? We only get Tzchar in the Olam Abba, not in this world. So the Tvor Shor says an unbelievable thing. That's only the mitzvah's essay. In other words, for the mitzvah's essay that we do, we don't get schar in this world. We get schar in Olam Haba. Why? Because since if we don't do a mitzvah's essay, we don't get punished in this world. So if we do it, we don't get schar in this world. But a los assay, we get punished. If you do a los assay in this world, you get malchus, you get meat, whatever. So you get punished for it. So therefore you get schar if you keep it. So says the Lev Aryeh, Pesach and Mila are the two mitzvahs essay that there's karis. So those are the two mitzvot essay that we get punished in this world. We get cut off. A person could die younger, but he can get punished in this world for Pesach and Mila, for not doing it properly. So therefore, if you do it, you get tzchar. Because the only reason tzchar mitzvah l'hayal meleka is because we don't get punished for not doing it, so we don't get tzchar for doing it. But Pesach and Mila, you get punished in this world, like, for doing it. That's the only two mitzvot essay that you get punished for not doing it, so that if you do it, you get tzchar. So that's what it says in Bris Mila, in the Rachaman. HaRachaman hu yivorech es hayelet haimim ol lishmona. And he says, "Kimachas shanimol yischez lischar b'olam hazeh liros pnei hashchina," that he should be zochet to see shchina in this world, because shchina, the ultimate scene, shchina is in olam haba. But if you do bris mila pesach, you'll be zochet liros pnei hashchina even in this world. So he says, "Mamre give Avram eitzah l'mila." And Mila is one of the mitzvahs that you get schar in this world. And what's the ultimate schar? Is the Rias Pnei Shechina. So that's why he was zoche that the Shechina should be in his chelak. But what's the idea? Because if you see the Shechina, perhaps we could put it together with the Shinova. You see the Shechina, so then not only it's special schar, but then you get clarity. You get clarity. In other words, Hagar had a lot of confusion. She didn't know. She davened, you know, he should be this, he should be that. And then after a while, she said, I don't know what to daven for anymore. I don't know how to deal with this. So I'm putting it all in, Rabbanu Shalom, you figure out for me what the ratzon should be. I don't know what the ratzon should be. And this reminded me, Rav Shechter says over from Rav Soloveitchik, on page 16, 17 here, 18 in the packet, that what it says by Geshem, Kol Siach Hasada Teyumim Ba'aretz, right? So Rashi says that Hashem was waiting for somebody to daven for rain. And he didn't bring rain till. So why, how did Rashi know that it's talking about davening? So he says, because it says Siach Hasada, Siach Loshen Tefillah. So that is how Rashi knew to what? To touch up that he was waiting for somebody to daven. And that can put in, as we said before, davening is one madrega. Again, there are three madregas, he says. There's davening to help, you know, that you should help, Hashem should help you finish it off. Davening to help you every side of the way. And then sort of a type of davening, but even instead of the regular type of davening, is to subjugate yourself that Rabbanu Shalom, you tell me where the destination should be. All the other types of davening, oh, I know, in other words, I decided what job I should get. I decided what person I should, and therefore you want to be able to get to that destination. But the Madrega of what Hagar says is achakolach, tachas, instead of kol hasichim, instead of all the siach and all the tefillah, I'm relinquishing all that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he should give clarity, not only in the success, but where the destination should be. And that's the mitzvah of Mila, that the Shechina, you see Shechina, because when you see Shechina, you see clarity. And once they did Mila, it's nafin, mamreis chelef, dosel or eitzel, whatever pshat you want to give. You know, some say it was whether you should do the mila b'farhesia or keep it quiet. There have been 100 different pshatim. But what the eitzah was, that mame, but the schar is yirel lischos pnei hashchina. And that's what we say in the harachamans at the end of the bench. And harachaman, you know, the rachaman should, harachaman hu yivarach hazayel hanimo l'shmona v'yizkal l'ros pnei hashchina sholosh pomi v'shona. In this world, not just v'amar b'yom ahu, but in Olam Hazeh, that we want to have that clarity. And that's the Shinova's vort. It's a beautiful vort. That what does it mean? Tachas achatz hasichim. Instead of the regular tefillah, he was mevatel, she was mevatel herself kulo to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even to be koveya what the ultimate destination should be. And Bez Hashem, we should all be zocha to have a spotless klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu and Amila and Tfila, and that should give clarity. And Bez Hashem, the clarity should bring to fruition with Siyata Deshmaya. And Bez Hashem, everyone should be successful in all their endeavors.